Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, and today I'm joined by
Damaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. Today's episode is brought to you by the Red Fox Blood Drive. This will take place November 9th from 8 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. in the Hartsville High School Arena. For more information, contact Mage Zimp at 843-857-3824 or via email at madge.zimp@darlington.k12.sc.us. And remember, hope begins with you. So, how's our week been, guys?
My week was good. It was just cold.
What do you mean, like outside?
Yeah.
It has been cold outside. Antonio, what up, man?
My week been good. Just been chilling with my friends. Shout out to Roddy. So, chilling with them.
With the party?
Yeah, partying and yeah, that's it. Can't speak too much on it, but partying.
You know, I went to church yesterday for spend a minute.
You go to church?
Yeah, bro, you already know, man. I'm a religious man. All
right, I ain't expect you to go to church, but
what you do other than it being cold?
Saturday after my competition, I went to the beach with my friends, and then Sunday. We went, I think, the little boardwalk thing. Then we came on home. But, yeah.
You ride any rides at the boardwalk?
Well, I got on that little boat. And that was fun.
Kitty ride, man.
That was not kitty.
Now it's time for our favorite segment, Red Fox Week in Review.
After a great season, the Hartsville volleyball team has come to an end on October 26th with a 3-0 loss to Lucy Beckham.
And now for football. Last Friday, the Wilson Tigers traveled to Kellytown Stadium on a regional matchup against the Hartsville Red Foxes. The Hartsville Red Fox defense was intensely focused and didn't give up any points for three quarters straight. The Hartsville Red Foxes came out with the win, leaving the score 28-14. Hartsville will be home again for their last regional game against the Darlington Falcons. Good luck, Foxes.
For cross country, the Hartsville cross country teams competed for their season at the region meet on October 26th at North Myrtle Beach. Both the boys' team and the girls' team had outstanding races. In the girls' race, Katie Nutt had a dominating race and won in dazzling fashion for the fourth year in a row. Katie was leading by only 17 seconds, a little after the two-mile mark. Then she started accelerating and won the race by 40 seconds. She is our region's runner of the year. Another standout race was by Miss Emma Steen. Emma ran the race of her life and finished second on a team with a PR of 23 minutes and 33 seconds. On the boys' side, the team lost four of their top seven runners last year, and this should have been a down year. However, the returning boys worked hard, dedicated themselves to the workouts, and had an amazing season, finishing second in the region. Ethan Hickey had a great race with a blistering PR of 17 minutes and 17 seconds. He led the team and finished fourth overall. Jonathan McIntosh, who was nursing an injury, broke 18 minutes for the first time with a PR of 17 minutes and 42 seconds and finished seventh overall. Both Ethan and Jonathan were all region for their efforts. Logan Berger beat his season best by 44 seconds with a timing of 18 minutes and 36 seconds. And Atticus Brown, running under 19 minutes for the first time, ran a PR of 18:57. Turner Peel was fifth on the team with a PR of 19:43, and Cameron King was sixth on the team with a PR of 19 minutes and 57 seconds. This was the first Turner or Cameron went under 20 minutes. And that's our Red Fox Week in Review.
And we would like to welcome to the show the Hartsville Red Regime Band Director, Mr. Cameron Watkins.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sir.
How are you doing today?
Just getting ready for Saturday. We go to state contest on Saturday. Kids have been working really hard just this week. We've had practice every day. Looks like maybe not today, but with the rain. But students have just been pushing themselves really hard after this past weekend. So it's been a good week.
So where's it going to be at, like, the final one?
State championships is at Batesburg-Leesville High School in Batesburg, South Carolina. And we're leaving here at 2 o'clock, traveling through town. We're going to do a police escort for the kids out of the campus. And then we perform at 8:45 at Batesburg-Leesville.
Yeah, y'all do work hard. I be at football practice, and I be seeing y'all out there, like, just full sending it.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, it's a little more active than a lot of people probably think it is. It's a pretty strong mental sport, too. I mean, what we're asking them to do is not normal, and they've really just latched onto it and really taken hold of the program themselves. So
I heard some people say that, like, marching band wasn't a sport. That is, like, a lie. Like, because my brother be coming home drenched in sweat.
I think it depends upon your approach to what a sport is. I mean, are we competing against, like, another team trying to, like, you know, like in football, you know, defense, offense? But, I mean, so it's us out there. We're competing against ourselves. So each time we step on the field, we have to do better than we did the previous time. So the competition is always, you know, amongst and thinking about how we can be better than we were the last time. So I think in competing, it's like that. But in the physicality of it, absolutely, it's a sport. We've had kids lose 25, 30 pounds just this season alone, just from the physical activity of it.
So where are you from?
I'm originally from Raleigh, North Carolina. I went to school at Wakefield High School, which is a 5A program up there. And then I went to University of South Carolina for my music education degree.
So you're a Gamecock fan?
No.
No.
I just paid them a lot of money to get a piece of paper. And then I got my master's from Florida. So I'm actually a Gator and a Gamecock. So,
How did music have an effect on your early life?
My mom, she played piano and sang a lot, so that was really important to me. And then as we would go to church and stuff, you know, I would really enjoy the, you know, choir singing and stuff like that. And then when I got into middle school, I had a very influential band director that just kind of took me under his wing. I knew I wanted to do this since I was in seventh grade. And so I've kind of driven my life all the way through that. It's hard sometimes. You know, there are days where it'd be nice working for, like, a UPS company and just moving stuff from one box to another. But, I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, I really enjoy teaching. I enjoy inspiring the students through music because I had such an inspiration of music with me. It's just great to see the kids just continue to grow and, you know, continue to push themselves as performers.
Did you play any instruments in church?
In church? No, I dabbled in piano, but I'm really bad at it. That's probably actually my worst instrument. But in church, sometimes I've played with, like, brass quartets and stuff because I'm a brass player. So I'll sometimes play, like, for Easter gigs and stuff like that. And then yeah, in my church here at Kellytown, I go to Kellytown Baptist, and I sing in the choir. So,
how many sports can you play?
Sports or instruments?
I mean, instruments. I mean, instruments. In it. Oh.
Instruments. I'll answer your first question. This is a lot of people don't know is I actually was offered a scholarship to Coastal Carolina for baseball. I played baseball in high school too.
Oh, dang!
And then I decided to give up baseball and pursue a degree in music, which a lot of people look at me and said, "Why?" I was like, "Well, I was more influenced through music than I was through sports. I mean, I really enjoyed playing and stuff and miss it today, but I just saw a better avenue for my life and for what I wanted out of what I was doing in high school and through college through doing music more so than doing sports. So it was a hard choice, but I did it.
What position did you play in baseball?
First base.
First base. Were you good? Like,
I mean, I think so.
Were you the best player? Were you the best player on your high school team?
No. Not by a long shot. We had a couple of people that I got one right now. My friend Timmy Edelman. He actually started for Cincinnati Reds. He was a starting pitcher for the Reds. So. And then to answer your other question, instruments. I can play all of them. Some better than others, but my primary instrument's tuba. So that's the one I usually focus on the most.
Which one was the first one you ever played?
Clarinet. I started on clarinet in fourth grade. And a piano I played on a little bit, but nothing really too serious. But I would play the one in our house.
Were you in the band in college?
Yes. I was a member of the Mighty Sound of the Southeast. I was the sousaphone section leader for 2 years. I really enjoyed it. The college atmosphere for marching band is a lot more laid back than it is for what we do in high school. So I always tell my students that, you know, this will be the toughest marching band season you have is when you do marching band in high school and then you go to college and do it. It's way more laid back. It's a lot more fun. It's more crowd pleasing than competitive. So we really don't compete, obviously, in college, and except for who's louder is pretty much the only thing we would compete over.
Dang. So what made you become a band director?
So like I said, when I was in middle school, the band director there was just super invested in the students' lives, and like, so I saw an outlet there, and I was pretty talented at music, and he would just talk to me and he was like, you know, when you become a band director. And cause I would tell him all the time, I want to be a band director. And so he waited until I was a freshman in high school. And he said, do you still want to do this? I said, yes. And he started putting me in touch with people. My high school band director was the same way. I mean, those are the two probably most influential teachers I ever had my whole life. And, they just taught me more about not only being a band director, but about being, you know, being a man. I mean, about being, you know, a good parent, cause both of them were parents, about being a good, you know, a good Christian man. You know, and some days, you know, that's harder than others, I'll be honest. But the two of them just showed me so much that you can do through music education, and how what they invested into the students that they taught was just amazing. I mean, I still talk to them on a weekly basis. So,
tell us about your journey to Hartsville.
So when I graduated USC in 2010, I had decided that if I didn't get a teaching job, because, I mean, band director jobs versus, like, math teacher jobs, there's usually only one at a high school. I decided that if I didn't get a band directing job, that I was going to go to culinary school, because that was another passion of mine, was I enjoyed cooking. And then I got a phone call. I was at the beach celebrating graduation with my family and my fiance at the time. And then I got a phone call that said I got a job at Chesterfield High School, so not too far down the street. And I was there for 4 years. The program had never really seen a huge amount of success, but we were able to build the program up in quality and start getting superiors and things like that. And then my wife, she was actually working at the nuclear plant here in town. And so when this job opened up, it made logical sense that we would kind of move our lives here versus traveling 45 minutes a day. So we bought a house here in April after I took the job back the previous April.
So did you enjoy working at Chesterfield?
Yeah, I loved it. You know, the small town community, you know, is really, really supportive of all things. It's kind of like Hartsville, just obviously Chesterfield is a lot smaller than here, but like everybody's just so supportive of everything that we try to do. It's a very diverse group of, you know, performers, students, athletes, that kind of thing. So the community just kind of rallies behind pretty much anybody that they can to support them. And so Chesterfield was very, very supportive of what we were trying to do.
Do your students have an impact on your life? If so, how?
Every day. And I know that's kind of sounds cliche. I learn more from the students more than I do, what I teach them. So like, if I'm teaching something like in my concert band class or my wind ensemble class and it's not working because they're not able to comprehend it, it forces me to become a better teacher. So like they teach me what they need more so than what I think they need to really learn and understand how to become performers and how to, you know, create their craft and master their understanding of what they're doing. I think the students also have like driven me this year, especially with marching band. They've driven me to be a better teacher, you know, to dig a little bit deeper and try to find better ways to teach, better ways to encourage, better way to inspire. So,
were you into anything else besides band and baseball?
I really enjoyed cooking. I do some hunting when I have time. The issue is, you know, hunting season in South Carolina and marching band season pretty much overlap. I really enjoy that. The other thing I do is I actually make furniture. I do woodworking at my house. And so
interesting.
I've got some things like that I like to work on. That's kind of like my outlet. So like when I'm really stressed with work or anything else, then I go out to my wood shop and build furniture and stuff like that.
Are you going to like put out any furniture for sale or anything?
I've made a couple pieces for some friends. Yeah, my wife, she really wanted like a butcher block cutting board. So I made her one for our anniversary and surprised her. I've made like coffee tables and end tables for some of my friends from college and stuff like that. And just as gifts. So nothing really like charge or put out there, but maybe one day.
Dang, that's a good anniversary gift. Something like you made yourself. I'd go to the store and buy, you know, a loaf of bread or something.
Well, we've been together since 2005. So I've pretty much bought everything.
That's when I was born.
Yeah, I got a question. Yeah. So like, do you see that as like a backup plan or like, or are you just doing that, you know, as like a.
No, I mean, I think it's more of a creative outlet that's not music inspired. It's like a lot of people think, you know, because I went into the band or the music field that like it's because I wanted to do that. I did want to do that, but I'm really fortunate that every day a hobby is also my job. And so if I can have a creative outlet that's not my job. So like woodworking or something like that. And it makes it like something separate. So no, I don't really think it would be like a backup plan or anything like that. I think a backup plan for me would be culinary school or I don't know. I haven't really thought about it much.
So what has been a highlight in your career? Like what has been something good?
I mean, like, I think I've always had this saying, I talk with the students, there's good experiences, bad experiences, but there's never a negative experience. So because you always learn opportunities from certain experiences. So I wouldn't say there's been like a good or like the best memory. I think each year kind of houses its own thing that you kind of look at as being like the highlight. my first year here, I took the wind ensemble to our state assessment for concert band programs, and we got straight superiors, which is the highest you can get, and they hadn't done that in, I think, 6 years. And then we earned the Outstanding Performance Award, which is the highest award from our state association. And that was all in the first year. So, like, it was really cool to see, like, the students accept me coming in and then, like, kind of creating this, like, family bond and then being successful across, you know, 180 days. You know, it's just not something that's very common the first year coming in. I think every year there's always been kind of, like, one thing. And I think some of that includes, like, you know, the birth of my first kid, the band program threw me a baby shower, like that kind of family knit. So like, it wasn't even a band created thing. It was more like just seeing how the students and the staff and all of us have really bonded together to create family atmosphere, just like in sports. I mean, it's the same kind of idea. We just really bond together and pull each other through things. I've been, you know, to students, parents' funeral, stuff like that. And I mean, it's just, we just all are around each other so much that sticking together, like through things like that. So the good experiences are all intertwined and all that. I mean, it's just seeing how much those kids grow.
Are you still close with any of your, like, students that have graduated?
Yeah. Hunter Thompson, who graduated 3 years ago, and Will Gabriel, who graduated 2 years ago. Both of them are on staff with us this year. They've been helping out and kind of coming in and, like, kind of filling some spots like that. I still talk with Janai Peterson, who graduated my first year here. It was 8 years ago. He's still in town. We still talk. And a lot of the students I had at Chesterfield, some of them are married and having kids now, which is makes me feel really old, but they'll reach out every now and then. Some of them came to our contest at Kellytown, and so it was nice to recreate with them. A lot of them reach out to me on, you know, Facebook, social media, and either congratulate me or ask how things are going, and we'll chat that way. I've got some that are actually teachers in the district that are former students, so yeah.
And you've been here for a long time.
8 years, so this is my 8th year at Hartsville.
How do you balance being a band director in your family time?
Ooh, marching band is a little bit crazy. It's really hard to do that. So, like, we get done with rehearsal at 7, and then we'll usually have a staff meeting to talk about what the plan is for the next day. I probably get out of here about 8:15, and then my kids are usually already asleep. But I try to spend time with them. Sunday is I call it Dad's Day. So all of us go to church. We then come home. I play with the kids in the yard, and we just spend the day together because – you know, Monday rehearsal, Tuesday rehearsal, Wednesday rehearsal, Thursday rehearsal, Friday football game, Saturday contest, Sunday's the only day. You find small moments that make a difference in your kid's life. And so I really try to do that. Every year I've been really fortunate that on the Thursday of state, I've been able to leave and go take my kids trick-or-treating at Treats in the Streets. And so my staff runs rehearsals for about an hour. Stuff like that, just little things along the way that make it really important. Marching band is just a really difficult time to do that. And my wife is really understanding. She was a color guard captain and in marching band with me at high school. So she understands, but I think it's getting a little bit. We have 3 kids now, so I think some days it's a little harder than others. But
dang, you've known your wife for a while.
Yeah, 2005 we started dating, and we got married in 2011. So.
Dang. So who are your leaders on the team?
Our drum major is Colby Channing Parrott. He's a senior trumpet player, you know, great musician. He does a great job with leading the band and motivating through rehearsals. And then we've got another set of leadership that's like a year-long leadership. So they do stuff for marching band, for our indoor groups, and then also for like organizational things within the band program. So Chad Hall is our president. And then I've got 2 vice presidents, Tegan Lillian and Ayana Arrowwood. Then I have a secretary who does, like, correspondence and stuff like that, meets with the booster parents. That's Patrick Thomas. And then, I'm sorry, that's Chelsea O'Neill. And then Patrick Thomas is our librarian who keeps up with all the music.
This weekend, what is it going to take for your team to take home the trophy?
We don't really talk about, like, let's go win state or, like, you know, let's go medal in state. Like, obviously, that's the goal. But honestly, what we really teach them is to go and have their best performance because when they graduate, they're gonna want to remember that experience. They're not going to remember their placement. They're going to remember where they were with the best friends they've ever had, the people they've spent the most time with. So we always talk about in terms of the best thing you can do is to go out and have your best performance. So in my philosophy as a teacher, every time we perform, I always ask 3 questions. And I say, did you perform the best you could have today? Did you perform better than you did last time? And did you have fun doing it? And if those 3 answers are yes, then everything else works itself out. So as long as they're doing their best, the placement, like, I, you know, obviously it would be great to win or medal or however else, but the placement's not the goal. the goal is to go out there and have our best performance of the year.
What would you like the Red Fox fans to know about this state championship run?
You know, like I said, the students have been working really, really hard. You know, it's the first time we've won lower state since 2004. You know, we've been kind of pushing them on this show. It's a very different show. You know, when we go out there, we've got a lot of things that are very different from like what you would normally expect from like a, you know, a school run marching band. Like, we're doing a show about a peacock and how it got its feathers, which none of that has to do with Red Fox colors. You know, our uniforms are very different. They're abstract. You know, we have large props, a lot of things like that out there. Just, I think the thing that marching band's turning into is more of a theatrical rather than a school spirit thing. So we have the pep band stuff that we do for football games, and then we have what we do, which is slightly separate, and some people don't really see that difference. I think our run at state, you know, the kids have been really, really consistent this week, which is what we're pushing. We're pushing for clarity and consistency, so making sure everything's clear and concise. And they've done a great job this week. I'm really looking forward to Saturday. I'm looking forward to people lining the streets when we leave to wish them good luck. And I'm hoping there's a bunch of parents, a bunch of fans out in the stands at Batesburg-Leasel.
We'd like to thank you for your time, Mr. Watkins. We would love to have you back after your win on Saturday. Would you like to shout anybody out?
No, just for any of the students or parents that are listening to this, just, you know, my job wouldn't be possible without you guys. And so I really appreciate all the support we've gotten from administration, from the school, from all the students. I appreciate you guys asking me to be it. This is a great program you guys do. And I've listened to all the past ones before, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys else have in the future. So I really appreciate it.
All right, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Red Fox Player of the Week.
We would like to welcome to the show cross country runner Katie Nutt. So, what's your favorite genre of music? So, like, what you like to listen to? Country, rap?
Country? Yeah.
What's your favorite country artist?
I don't know.
Ryan?
Luke Bryan?
Oh. I heard of him. I don't listen to him, but I heard of him.
What's your favorite brand of shoes to wear?
Nike.
It's a generic answer.
Yeah, generic, man.
What's your favorite type of candy?
Starburst.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, can't do that. What's your favorite cereal?
I don't eat cereal.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like toast. It.
What that? You don't eat cereal?
No.
What do you eat in the morning?
I drink smoothies.
Do you have a favorite college team?
Clemson.
Oh my gosh, man. Y'all trash this year. That's all I got to say. Do you like any specific pets?
I don't like cats.
You don't like cats?
No, they scare me.
What you don't like about cats? Dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I kill my cat on that show.
Huh?
I poked him with the broom and he started having a seizure.
What? You poked him? Why did you poke him with the broom?
Because he hissed at me.
Oh, my gosh, bro. So, what made you want to do cross country?
My dad used to run, and he kind of inspired me to run. I've been running, like, my whole life, though. So.
Was your dad any good?
He didn't run in high school, but he was pretty good because he started running, like, after college.
So that explains how you good. That's crazy.
How many years have you been running?
Since fourth grade. So, like,
yeah, dang, that's a long time. I ain't good at counting, but.
Were there anyone you looked up to before doing cross country?
Definitely my dad.
Just your dad? Anybody else?
He's, like, the only one I really knew that ran when I started. I don't know. A lot of, like, Nike runners, I guess, now I look up to.
Wait, so, like, did your mom, like, do any running?
No, my mom doesn't run.
Does she support you running?
Yeah, she supports me.
Okay. How has running impacted your life?
I've met a lot of, like, good people because, like, I, like, travel a lot, like, for races and stuff. And, like, I went to a few camps in Oregon for running. I've met, like, a lot of good people there. So,
how was the visit?
The visit?
Well, you say you went to Oregon. You met some people at Oregon. Wait, you talking about like the college team?
Like a running camp.
Oh, running camp. Oregon. All right. Well, how did you like the atmosphere up there? when you went up there.
That's good. It was cool.
That's good. So, what are your plans for after high school?
I want to go to college and run D1. I want
to run. Like, what kind of college do you want to go to?
Maybe Clemson.
Oh my God!
You want to go to Clemson too?
Clemson?
I don't know. Just,
you like maybe. Clemson and you want to go to Clemson, man.
I don't know if I want to go there.
Why? Like, so like, because if you don't go to Clemson, like, what's your like backup school you want to go to? Like, what's the school you?
Maybe Auburn.
Auburn? That's not a bad school.
What about USC?
No.
What about Alabama?
Maybe.
All right. Yeah. Alabama, winning team.
We'd like to thank you for your time today. Do you have any shout outs? You know, any plays on the team anyway?
Ethan and Jonathan for being good teammates.
That's good.
Thank you once again for listening. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, with
Demaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks, and we're out. Boom!